It's been 1 week, 7 days, 168 hours, and Betsy Chilea is still looking for water for her children.
It's very hard because we don't have anything.
She's among the many Puerto Ricans desperate for help in Hurricane Maria's wake. In Bayamón, outside San Juan, the destruction is immense. These grandparents lost their home of 40 years, the roof ripped off. The storm's aftermath is devastating.
You don't have water.
No water.
It's been 1 week, and across the island, supplies still aren't getting where they're supposed to. This grocery store rationing water and rice and finding it hard to restock shelves because its trucks are low on fuel. The governor says supplies are sitting in storage because private sector drivers also aren't showing up for deliveries.
We don't know if fuel shortage is on the island of Puerto Rico. The challenge for us today is getting it distributed.
It's been 1 week, and the agonizing lines for gas begin before dawn, stretching for blocks in the sweltering heat.
Gas moves everything. Diesel. Restaurant has no diesel. Our people has no diesel.
And it can be life-threatening.
How do you deal with something like this long-term?
There is no long-term possibility to this.
This hospital had to evacuate several children on ventilators because its backup generator ran out of diesel.
We didn't have electricity, and there were patients on ventilators dependent at the time on a battery that lasts approximately 8 hours.
Royal Caribbean canceling a cruise and using the ship to take evacuees to the U.S. mainland. In New York, relieved travelers who got out on one of the few commercial flights off the island. As Betsy Chilea waits for water.
They tell you the federal help is coming, but you haven't seen it.
No, I haven't seen anything.
Before her patience runs dry. Gabe Gutierrez, NBC News, Bayamón, Puerto Rico.